I'm Kelsey, and it's time for the Mental Health Minute. Because life isn't perfect, in fact, far from it. But a little help can make all the difference. And that's why we're joined by Emily McConville of Mental Health and Recovery for Licking and Knox Counties about a not-so-glamorous topic, divorce. Emily, why is it important to talk about this?
Divorce and family strain can affect mental health in ways that aren't always obvious, and not just for the adults involved. Even when separation is the healthiest choice, it can still be one of the most emotionally challenging transitions a family goes through. For parents, the stress can feel relentless. There are financial worries, legal decisions, changes in routines, and the emotional weight of trying to stay strong for the kids while privately feeling overwhelmed, angry, or exhausted. I've heard parents say that they lie awake at night replaying conversations, worrying about whether they're doing the right thing, or feeling guilty for how the changes might affect their kids. For kids, divorce can bring confusion and fear, even when adults are trying to protect them. Some children act out at school. Others become quieter, anxious, or withdrawn. Teens may seem distant or irritable, while younger children might cling more or worry about things like where they'll live or whether both parents will still be there for them. Even when no one is yelling, kids feel the tension. And here's something important to remember. Stress doesn't always show up as sadness. It can look like headaches, stomach aches, changes in sleep, trouble concentrating, or emotional outbursts that feel out of proportion. These are signs that both parents and kids may need support. If your family is going through separation or ongoing strain, it's okay to ask for help. Talking with a counselor, leaning on a trusted friend, or simply having honest, age-appropriate conversations can make a difference. Reassuring children that they are loved, safe, and not to blame is one of the most powerful things a parent can do. With support, communication, and compassion, healing is possible. For referrals to family counseling, private counseling, or parental support, call 211. No one has to navigate this transition alone.
Those are some great tips, and I think it's important to talk about it because I was a child of divorce. I know what it feels like to have a future that feels uncertain, but sometimes things don't always go the way we plan for them to. But there's always hope. There's always help. It's just finding that support. So join us next week on the Mental Health Minute, Tuesday afternoon at 1:40 on T100.